This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest in the Headlines. Barbadians are up in arms over an amendment to the Police Act. The Education Ministry's change to the grading system also generated much public discussion. Back-to-school needs continue to rise across Barbados, and a major appeal going out to the corporate sector. And nearly 200 candidates set to contest the September 3rd general elections in Jamaica. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Barbadians are outraged over a new amendment to the Police Act. The decades-old law, first passed in 1975, has been sharpened and now carries a hefty fine of $10,000 for any citizen who refuses to help a police officer when called upon in special circumstances. The move comes as government rolls out fresh initiatives to combat rising crime. When Starcom Network spoke to Barbadians, many made it clear, both on and off the record, they have no intention of stepping in.
Police is trained to do the job. Arrest people, tackle people. If a person is not trained in that field, right, is an ordinary person, how could they tackle a person that is a criminal or a know how to defend himself? If you're in distress, you can help in what way. But don't put law upon people saying that they must.
Honestly, I don't know who bring it that law, because suppose I don't have to say nothing. I just see and don't see. Because the way how things going, I still got to look at, if I do something like that, it wouldn't really happen. So I don't like that law. They gotta go back to the drawing board.
I'm not a police officer. They're here to serve and protect. So that's foolishness.
I know about citizens' arrest and things, but any day, them is police and there's a civilian. If people see me on the road now, they will come and attack me. Who gonna help me? So no,
I don't agree with that. That's them job. They get paid to do that job. Let them do that job. As a civilian, and nobody ain't killing me. Nope.
Voicing concern on the issue initially was attorney at law Verla De Pisa, also chairman of the recently released Democratic Labour Party Commission on Crime report. While acknowledging that the law was first set in place by the DLP, Ms. De Pisa said times had changed significantly.
There is greater accessibility to weapons. I like most other Barbadians, appalled to have body runs to assist it. But the reality is that when you run to assistance, you have absolutely no idea what you are getting into. So that has to be a moral judgment call. It cannot be that you're deciding that it is a risk you are not willing to take will give you a conviction. That is crazy in 21st century Barbados.
Attorney at law Verla De Pisa. The Ministry of Educational Transformation's decision to replace classes and forms with grades is not finding favor with the public. The move was recently defended by Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw. However, several Barbadians fear that the shift feels like an attempt to mimic the American educational system, and it risks the loss of local heritage.
I like it. I think it makes us a little more streamlined with the rest of the world, especially America.
To me, it's not nice because Barbados want me to Americanize everything Americans do. Barbados want copy, so Barbados is a small America.
Honestly, I don't think that is necessary because we already had a perfect system already, and I don't think there's a need to change it. I think we could just stop following everything that America does and just have our own individuality.
To me, I don't see the need for it. It's not going to help the children's education in any way. It's just changing names, and I don't see the reason for changing names if it's not going to help the children with their education and academics. So leave it as it is.
I disagree about it because majority of Bajans that went primary school come up with classes 1 to 4. And to me, it feels like Barbados want change into America. They're just imitating everything that they've seen. So just forget with the grades and continue with the classes.
I think it's a waste. Honestly, there's no need for it. There are more important things with regards to education, reform for children. And that's just a waste.
Voices of the people of Barbados. For years, businesses feared their big investment in solar power was money down the drain, blocked from the grid, and left with little storage support from the Barbados Light and Power. Now relief has arrived as the Ministry of Energy and Business is offering loan refinancing to keep those projects alive. Technical officer in the project execution unit, Chad Levine, told Starcom Network the special loan facility is both timely and critical for affected companies.
As long as you would have already invested in the PV system, the project is completed, meaning that panels are installed and is ready to be connected to the grid. You would have received all of the necessary approvals and the licenses, and the loan was initiated after February 2020. You are likely to be eligible as a business to refinance your loans with this facility.
Technical officer in the project execution unit at the Ministry of Education, Chad Levine, in the lunchtime edition. There continues to be a growing need for back-to-school support across the island, and the One Family program is making an appeal to corporate Barbados and citizens to join the effort urgently. Social Development Project Manager within the Ministry of People Empowerment, Nicole Daniel, while noting an increase in need for this year, gave an outline of the work done ahead of the new school term.
We've assisted with shoes, supplies, textbooks for the kids for the primary school. So these are the most needs that you would see from families and from the kids. For secondary school, it's always the textbooks. And when we actually look at it, we can see a textbook, you know, list running for about $200. And when you see $200, I mean, that doesn't include books, it doesn't include shoes, it doesn't include uniforms, etc. And we just want to be able to help persons a little bit more, cover some of the expenses to go back to school. So everybody is going back into school as one.
Social Development Project Manager within the Ministry of People Empowerment, Nico Daniel. Meantime, the Faith Marshall Harris Sandy Lane Charitable Trust Child Helpline continued to lend support to at-risk children through its annual back-to-school program package. The initiative, co-sponsored with ABEDS, offered school supplies to disadvantaged youth. Founder and director of the Child Helpline, Faith Marshall Harris, who's also a child advocate, said the back-to-school packages are just one part of a broader mission to assist children who have faced traumatic events.
This year, unfortunately, I have a few who lost fathers, either in terms of death or in terms of the fact that the father's now in prison, so he's not there to give assistance. We have some situations, too, unfortunately, where mothers have abandoned the child and they're being raised by father alone or by grandparents. And these grandparents quite often are themselves living on pensions alone.
Well, while making the presentation this morning at ABEDS, Eddie Abed, who was the managing director, was pleased with the exercise, but also sees an increase in the number of people seeking assistance this year.
This is a necessary part of what we do. We're very entrenched in back to school, and year after year, thank God, the business seems to be growing. We ensure that we can price our goods as competitive as possible, and that has resonated well with our clientele. And of course, there are many people like Faith Marshall Harris, Sharon Bellamy, many organizations we deal with that want to assist those going to school. And we play our part, we participate, we assist them with further discounts. So I'm pleased about it, but regrettably, it keeps growing year after year, the level of need. And I just don't see it slowing down, unfortunately.
Managing Director at ABEDS, Eddie Abed. The Electoral Office of Jamaica says 189 candidates, including 53 women, will contest the September 3rd general elections. Both the ruling GLP and opposition PNP are fielding candidates in all 63 constituencies. The Jamaica Progressive Party has nominated 47, the United Independence Congress 7, and 9 independents are also in the race. Meanwhile, the Press Association of Jamaica is raising alarm over both major parties publicly objecting to journalists selected for the national debates. PAJ President Deshaun Hendricks says the move undermines press independence, politicizes the role of the media, and threatens public confidence in the debates. Our top stories. Barbadians are up in arms over an amendment to the Police Act. The Education Ministry's change to the grading system also generating much public discussion. Back-to-school needs continue to rise across Barbados, and a major appeal going out to the corporate sector. And nearly 200 candidates to contest the September 3rd general elections in Jamaica. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on StarCom Network. StarCom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.